Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You know how it works. You go to the movies intending to watch the film that you have paid to see, but inevitably you have to sit through a bunch of trailers first, coming attractions, feature films that are still to come later on.
In a world where the sun burns cold.
In a world where great risks can bring extraordinary rewards.
In a world that's powered by violence. On the streets where the violent have power.
Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The trailers are often the best part. They give us something to talk about, especially if the movie that we paid for turned out to be a turkey. And they get us all excited about seeing the film. And sometimes they get us excited about the music that we're hearing. Thing is, the music you hear in trailers usually doesn't appear in the film's score or soundtrack. It's made by composers like Yoav Gorin, who owns a production company called Immediate Music. And Yoav has Skyped in from L.A. to join us on Soundcheck. Yoav, first of all, am I right? Does the music that we hear in trailers rarely end up in the films themselves?
You are correct. It is exceedingly rare for any music from a motion picture that's about to come out to show up months in advance in a theatrical campaign geared towards getting awareness for that film. Usually the music from the film itself is one of the last things to go into production before a film is wrapped. So the approach on the marketing side is really wholly different than what's contained in the soundtrack of the film.
So what do you, I guess your work must be sort of like the film composer's work, where you're given some visual material and then you have to kind of respond to it musically, right?
That's correct. So the various, you know, whether it's a teaser, a trailer, or a TV spot for the film, we'll often get the footage and try to either compose something or match it with something that we already have had composed, mm-hmm. perhaps for other campaigns in the past, or just original compositions that we do specifically for trailers, and try to match up the feel and the direction from the marketing office of what they want to evoke with their visuals.
So I guess that explains why I will sometimes see a trailer and think, I thought I've heard this music in some other movie, probably from another trailer is what you're saying.
Yeah, more than likely. Although sometimes, you know, the way when we started out at Immediate Music in the early 90s, the trend was for the studios to use music from other soundtracks of other films in their trailers, because that was a great source of cinematic music at the time to really elevate, you know, any kind of visual. So companies like ours, you know, we started writing compositions and producing compositions with big orchestras and choirs and stuff like that to get that cinematic sound so that we could get the placement instead of a recycled soundtrack from another movie. And the studios like that as well, because there was always this hesitancy to associate your film with a previous film, especially from a competing studio.
So with Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, you guys were, what was the job here that you were given?
Well, actually, the job for most of the trailer music that we do is actually supplying our clients, which are the trailer houses, most of them in LA, that produce the trailers, and supplying them with music based on their requests, based on their projects. Largely, they will take our music, whatever we suggest to them, and then they cut it in. Mm-hmm. So in the case of Captain America, this is what happened. We provided them fresh, never before released or used music that we just created on our own, and suggested the track that ultimately ended up in the trailer as one that they should use, and they did. They do the rest. They just kind of cut it in, cut their picture around it. They will ask for breakouts of the audio stems from us so that they can get creative with it, and they kind of put it together themselves.
So the trailer house can then, when you say you give them the stems, those are the individual tracks, so they can remix as needed.
Exactly.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of the trailer. Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, featuring music by my guest, Yoav Gorin.
All we can do is our best.
People are gonna die. I can't let that happen.
That is the trailer for Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, recent work from Yoav Gorin and his partner Jeffrey Feynman, who are the co-founders of the company Immediate Music. They compose music heard in movie trailers, including The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and this one from Captain America, and many, many others, and Yoav's with us via Skype from L.A. You call this epic music, the genre that you're working in. And it is kind of an epic-sized palette that you're working with. It seems to be orchestral, full chorus. The budget for these, let's face it, fairly short-form pieces of entertainment must be pretty big.
Yes, you're right, they are. It really has to meet a standard that is quite high in the motion picture community with regards to music. We really do invest quite heavily in our production by recording with really big orchestras in some of the finest rooms in the world, using the finest musicians and engineers, etc. It's worth it for us financially, but also artistically as well, because once you do it one way, once, then you cannot really stop doing it that way, and it's actually the best way to realize your music. Obviously, is playing it with real musicians on a big stage. It doesn't really get any better than that, or serve the picture any better than that, really.
So, if a producer came to you and said, "We want a trailer for this summer blockbuster, but we don't have as big a budget. Can you give us something computerized, something electronic?"
Yes, absolutely. The trend over the last few years, actually, not only for budgetary reasons, actually creatively as well. A lot of the trailer scores today we call hybrid. They are a mix of orchestral and electronics and synthesis, because the electronic part really does give a different kind of flavor to it. It's a more modern sound. It's punchier, and it mixes in really interesting timbral ways with the orchestra. And this is what I describe as new epic.
Now, that gets us to the album that you're about to release called Trailerhead New Epic. This is by the band Immediate, which is, that's you and Jeff, right?
Correct.
So are these pieces that have been heard in trailers? Are they things that were written for trailers and didn't get used? What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's a combination of tracks. There's 19 tracks on the album, and it's a combination of tracks that have been featured in pretty big trailers like Oblivion and Wolverine, etc. And also some new tracks that were written, again, echoing that same production process where we're kind of imagining a trailer and writing music to a certain genre of trailer. So it ends up being a 3 or 4 minute piece, whose thread is really... The common thread is just an emotional, epic kind of experience.
All right, let's hear a track called "Protectors of Truth." Has this been used in a trailer?
Yes, this was featured in a worldwide campaign for the Wolverine.
All right, this is the band Immediate, featuring my guest, the composer Yoav Gorin. We'll be right back. That's called Protectors of Truth. You may have heard it in the trailer to the film Wolverine. Music from Immediate, which is the work of composers Yoav Gorin and Jeffrey Feynman, the co-founders of the company Immediate Music, which provides music for movie trailers. And this is from their album called Trailerhead, New Epic. Yoav, if I were running the New York Marathon, I think I would want that on my on my headphones. I mean, how well do these pieces stand up as music, divorced from the trailers that they're written for?
That's a great question. My goal in releasing this music out in commercial form to the general public is to really do that, is actually make them whole pieces that would stand up on their own. As such, I've taken a lot of the original pieces that were produced for trailers, which might have been a minute or a minute and a half, and I've actually expanded on them and created longer, much longer pieces. For instance, Protectors of Truth is an over 5 minute track on the album. So it really goes hand in hand with the emergence of this genre's popularity in people really seeking out longer pieces of music that can do a lot of things, such as inspire them to run the marathon or to, you know, study for their exam. Or,
yeah.
I mean, we get a lot of those letters. It's very inspirational music that takes you to a higher level and gives you a feeling of accomplishment and achievement on a pretty big scale.
So what makes for great trailer music? It seems to me you've got an even tougher job than the soundtrack composer, because you have like a minute or two to get in there, immediately establish your sonic world, and then get out.
Great point. It does really require a sensibility of stating a theme or a mood very quickly with sound and composition, but also being aware of the needs of the editors in cutting their pieces in order to ultimately sell the movie. So you really have to, at the same time, play second fiddle to that. But on the musical side, the great thing about it is that you're almost unbound, because it could really be as big or as boisterous or proud as you want it to be without serving, let's say, a scene where you have to dip down because there's dialogue, you know, tender dialogue here, or, you know, certain moments in the film. This is, you know, presented as a package that is intended to hit you over the head, and, you know, both visually and musically. So you can get as boisterous and as emotive and expressive as you want quickly, which is one thing I really like about this.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite trailer that you've worked on?
Oh, gosh, you know, I'm going to get nostalgic for a moment, and I'm going to say, even though it really tested my resolve, one of the very first trailers I worked on about 20 years ago was for a film called Carlito's Way, and it was the first foray into hiring, conducting, producing an orchestra for me, and I even though it was a trying experience, it really shaped me as a composer and producer of this kind of music.
I gotta do this, just this one thing, and then I'm out.
Every instinct you've got won't do anything but get you killed.
He saved my life, Gail.
Whatever he wants you to do, don't do it.
That's what I am, right or wrong. I can't change that.
Never give up your friends, Dave.
And there's only one rule, you save your own ass.
Didn't you ever have a dream?
Yeah, I had a dream, Charlie. But now I'm awake.
We're speaking with Yoav Gorin, a co-founder of the company Immediate Music that provides music for movie trailers. Yoav, is there a Citizen Kane of movie trailers? Is there like an iconic trailer that people in your business just point to and say, that is genius?
Every couple of years, actually, there is. There are trend-setting trailers that really define a new way of approaching marketing. For instance, couple of years ago, it was the Inception trailer, where that made a big mark on how music was used and how visuals were cut.
What's the most resilient parasite? An idea. A single idea from the human mind can build cities.
A few years before that, there was a trailer for Battle Los Angeles, which, you know, wasn't a landmark film by any means. But that's the interesting thing. Trailers are not necessarily tied to the quality of the film sometimes, but they could be artistic works on their own.
How many of you?
Five of us, three kids.
We have civilians coming out!
Can't take them, we got no room!
Wait! Kids!
So, as I said at the introduction to this segment, sometimes the trailers are better than the movies that they're actually promoting and marketing, and they need to have music, and that's where Yoav Gorin and Jeffrey Feynman come in. They are the co-founders of the company Immediate Music. And you hear their music in movie trailers for Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and so many others. And Yoav Gorin's been speaking with us via Skype from L.A. Yoav, this has been rather eye-opening, if you'll pardon the pun. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.